Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT special number 129, recorded June 18th, 2012, Microsoft Surface tablet announcement. This TWiT Live special is brought to you by Slingbox, which could turn your iPad into a television. With the iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at slingbox.com/TWiT. So, Tim, if you had to bet right now, what would you say you are expecting?
I'm expecting to be a little bit disappointed. Can I bet on that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair bet.
I mean, if you look at all of these rumors, the intersection, as we were talking before, is some kind of a tablet device. You know, we talked a little bit about this on TWiT yesterday. Does Microsoft really want to get into the first-party tablet game and risk alienating the third parties? That's a dangerous thing for them to start doing. But, you know, they did just tell HTC, or reportedly tell HTC, that they didn't want them, you know, in on the tablet game just yet. So it's hard to say, but ultimately, you know, I think the safe money right now is on some kind of a tablet-related announcement, whether it's a simple reader-type tablet like a Nook or a Fire, or something a bit more advanced with an Xbox slant. That remains to be seen. And that was my dog, who you might have just heard making a very funny noise.
Okay, yeah, it sounded vicious and dangerous. At first, I thought it was your stomach. I was going to say, if you need to grab something to eat.
Nope, that would be the dog.
Jonathan Rogers on Twitter says that there is, in fact, a Vista Street in Los Angeles, so that may not be a Microsoft branding thing. Just so you know. I think you're right. I think it's going to be a tablet. I think the best idea for Microsoft to do would be a Kindle Fire-esque thing that fit into the Xbox ecosystem, whether it's branded Xbox or not. Something that sort of fills that gap of watching video, maybe playing a few, you know, low demanding games, not you know, high end games, and reading, and that Kindle Fire sort of thing. Because as we talked about in that tablet story on Tech News Today, the Kindle Fire has eaten up a large percentage of the market share, and it really isn't all that great. I mean, it's fine, but it's not right. it's not got a huge processing power. It doesn't have anything incredible other than the Amazon store, which is incredible, attached to it. But the video offering from Amazon is good. It's not great. The Android app store from Amazon is good. Some argue better than the Google Play store. But there's nothing that you look at the Kindle Fire and you say, oh, wow, it's got a Retina screen, or it's got, you know, voice recognition, or it's got some crazy thing. It's just it's solid. And I think Microsoft can look at that and say, I think we can beat it.
Yeah, and they absolutely can. One of the other things that the Kindle Fire had was great marketing. It was on every talk show, every morning show. Everybody was hailing this thing as an iPad killer, despite the fact that it really is not competing with the iPad. But I had my aunt, who lives in Vermont, who doesn't have an internet connection. She saw the Kindle Fire on Oprah, I think, and she called me up and asked me if she got a Kindle Fire, if that would get her on the internet wirelessly. And she, you know, she had absolutely no idea what the Kindle Fire was or how it worked. But she knew that she wanted one. She knew that she could afford it. And, you know, all these people have these iPads and they love them. So, but she couldn't afford one of those, but maybe she should get a Kindle Fire instead. So, you know, that's I think, a big part of the success as well has been how well Amazon got it out there to its consumers. Microsoft doesn't really have an opportunity to hit general consumers like Amazon did. But they've got this huge gaming community that they can tie into. And if they can make this a smart glass compatible thing, and if they can bring in all of the media partnerships that Microsoft has lined up for music and for movies and everything else, and make that accessible through whatever they're about to announce, that could be a smart play. And that's, you know, where we were thinking this Barnes & Noble thing would tie in, because the one missing piece of all the content they have in the Xbox is any kind of publication, books or magazines or anything like that. So a partnership with Barnes & Noble would make a lot of sense, but maybe that's not going to happen today, or maybe Barnes & Noble was kind of being a little bit coy this morning when we talked to them. Who knows?
Yeah, they said, we're not part of the announcement. That doesn't mean they're not involved in the announcement, if you want to get all parsy about it.
Right.
I think the Amazon Kindle Fire big selling point is Amazon. And what Microsoft can do is say, hey, we have a big selling point. We're Microsoft. The difference is it's very easy to describe what Amazon is. Amazon's a place to get stuff. You can buy anything. You can buy books. You can buy jeans. You can buy videos. You can buy music. And now your Kindle Fire can buy a lot of that stuff and make use of it right away. What is Microsoft's selling point? What can they say? Oh, if you get the Microsoft, whatever it is, you get, you know.
With the whole Xbox community?
Because you think with Microsoft, yeah. You think operating system or you think gaming.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they've rebranded the music service Xbox Music. If this is an Xbox video announcement, that they have a better system there. I mean, back to the hardware issue, I mean, I doubt it'd be anything close to a Windows RT device because they don't want to compete with their partners. It would make more sense for a gaming device or a reader, but their hook could easily be, I mean, they used to have Microsoft Reader, and that, oddly enough, kept showing up in Windows 8. There were all these hooks to Windows Reader, which was something that was, well, left for dead from Microsoft years ago. I used to have some Microsoft Reader books myself. So I wonder if they went with Barnes & Noble that way, they went with these low-power devices that, although, I mean, I'm just very curious if it's going to fragment Windows any further, if it has a Windows feel. If it has an Xbox branding, that's not, nobody thinks of that as fragmented Microsoft. They just think that's just Xbox. So it for me, it probably would be like, okay, your Xbox video, when you have Smart Glass and you have our Xbox video content, you'll see all the extra features right here. We'll have the content that takes advantage of Smart Glass from day one right here. And this is going to be that little device.
All right. They're letting the journalists in down in Los Angeles. So we'll officially kick off our breaking news coverage of the Microsoft announcement in Los Angeles. We think it might be a tablet. We don't know for sure. You'll find out shortly. But this episode, this special coverage brought to you by Slingbox. Slingbox is different. Some companies say their system lets you watch TV everywhere, but only Slingbox lets you watch your home TV anywhere you go. Slingbox works with the iPad, with any smartphone, with the iPod Touch, with your laptop, with your tablet, and then anywhere you get an internet connection. You can watch your home TV, anything you pay for at home. You can watch anywhere in the world you've got internet. To get started with Slingbox, connect it to the internet, to your home TV. That's it. It's that easy. No other system lets you do this. Now with Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Slingbox is available at Best Buy and Amazon. You can learn more at slingbox.com/twit. We thank them for their support of breaking news. We're bringing you this live coverage thanks to Slingbox. Sticking around after Tech News Today and joining us, Editor-in-Chief of Engadget, Tim Stevens. Thank you for sticking around, Tim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. Happy to be here. And it looks like people are seated, and Dana, who's reporting the event for us, is starting her updates. So it looks like things might be getting underway on time.
It looks like they've put some kind of card in people's hands that says 5:20 p.m. I hope that doesn't mean we're going to be around until 5:20 p.m.
It's pretty curious, and that's all that the card says too. It's kind of a nice, simple, minimalistic design, but it says 5:20 p.m. and that's it.
I see the up on the screen there, they have the outline of something that looks very tabletish. It's got kind of a bracket thing on the top that's solid, and then dotted lines underneath. Not much of a giveaway there, but seems to support the tablet idea.
But it looks like, okay, so one side is solid and the other side is dotted. If I'm going to be going to parse everything, it could be a two-screen device or foldable device. Why would it have one dotted line?
It's the entourage.
The courier. Bring back the courier.
Bring the courier on, yeah.
Let's see that thing come back. Yeah, well, the rectangles. Well, it's probably going to be rectangular. We're not going to see a round tablet. We're not going to see
It's going to be a foldable tablet. I knew it.
We have no idea yet.
But yeah, the journalists are all just being shuffled in and seated, as Ars Technica calls it, in the star chamber. And Dana on the Engadget blog says it's a who's who of tech press here. Everybody who's anybody is down in Los Angeles.
Is that a dig at us?
I don't know. Is that a dig at our boss, Tim?
I was invited. I chose not to. Okay, this would have made for 5 trips to California in the month of June, and that was one too many for me. So,
what do you make of that with Microsoft? I mean, obviously it's worked because the entire tech press, and frankly, a lot of tech fans are slobbering to find out what this thing is, and all of the leaks have been and very intriguing as to what kind of tablet it might be or an e-reader. But they just had an announcement at E3. Albeit, you know, a low-level one. And they've got the Windows Phone Summit coming up in 2 days right here in San Francisco. Tim, why would they do it like this?
It's very curious why they didn't just push up the Dev Summit by a day and have it in the same city. Even is very strange to us. You know, we learned about this last minute. We had to book flights last minute, and you know, coming from San Francisco to LA, then back to San Francisco again for the next event. It's very strange, but you know, they're trying to have this major landmark event that people are going to remember, and they're trying to kind of steal some thunder from Apple, and I think they've successfully done so. You know, people, we ran our MacBook Air review today, and people are really looking forward to that, but ultimately, I think more people have already shifted on to wondering what this event is all about. But, you know, it, not being at E3 makes me think that this is not going to be a strongly gaming-focused event, and maybe they just wanted to have the opportunity to step out and have their own event and control everything and have the you know, the full message be theirs and not be compared to what Sony and what Nintendo are doing.
And 1 week to the day after WWDC's keynote.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Again, you know, we've seen Apple time the announcement of their events very carefully to kind of short-circuit the messages that other companies are trying to make. And this is Microsoft trying to do the same. The only thing that we can hope now at this point is that they've got something big enough to make all this hype and all this speculation worthwhile. If they don't have kind of a blockbuster announcement today, it's going to be bad news for Microsoft.
A lot of synth music playing. There's a short runway. There's tablet-ish shapes being shown on the screen.
I mean, I wonder. I mean, the thing is this very close to E3? Was it a deal that Microsoft just didn't have done by E3 that they were going to launch something cool for Xbox? Because they said that this year would still only be about the 360, and that's all they talked about. They talked about a smart glass, but maybe there was a device that just wasn't ready until a week or two later, or they just didn't get content deals done, because that seems like that's caused a lot of people issues in general. Anytime you try to get content partners in line, you'd never know who's going to demand what at what time, which could throw off something like this. And it's just the fact that it's still in Los Angeles. That's what I'm kind of confused by. Why is this event in Los Angeles, not like Microsoft's, you know, backyard in Redmond? Why is it in like Seattle or somewhere nearby? It's in Los Angeles still.
I mean, or in San Francisco, where all the tech press
right.
resides for the most part.
And E3 was at Los Angeles, so I wondered if that was related.
A lot of tech press. Yeah, it's an odd thing, and it makes me think this is definitely not going to be a gaming-only device of any kind, but that it's probably going to be somehow entertainment-oriented. So a tablet that crosses all those genres seems most likely, something that allows you to play movies, read books, you know, consume the kinds of things that come out of Los Angeles, the Hollywood scene, and maybe play some games as well. Who knows?
Still just rectangular shapes at the actual event. There's even like a desk that's rectangular shaped. Surprise, surprise.
Man, how crazy would it be if they pulled out the Courier and said, you know, when we canceled that a couple of years ago, well, we thought better, and now we're bringing it back.
But
that would be
all the Courier teams amazing. Leave, and they did like two iPad apps.
It was large, like, yeah. The paper app yeah. came out of part of that team, and I can't remember the name of the other one. It's actually on my iPad right now.
I cannot remember either, but I just remember that whatever that other one was, it had some bugginess that it tried to create a lot of the original stuff with Courier, where you have the two screens, the double interface. But paper tried to go within a totally different direction. I believe the Courier app, blanking, what is it called?
Tapose,
that's right. That was actually backed by Jay Allard, wasn't it?
One of the two was. I think Tapose might have been Allard. They're serving champagne and mimosas? Tim, why didn't we go? Also, it's a little late in the day.
Oh, man. I don't know. I didn't really need to kill another 2 days of travel from the East Coast. I mean, for you guys, heck, it was a short jump down on a plane.
I didn't get invited. Yeah. That's why I didn't go.
It would have been cool to be there.
I could make
now that
my
it's
own
like
mimosa.
The hardware, but yeah, why don't we all just make some mimosas now and we can have our own little party?
DIY, do it, folks at home. If you would like to play along, take some champagne or sparkling cider and mix it with orange juice, and it'll be like you're at Los Angeles Microsoft.
And be partially confused. Write down a little 520 on a card.
Draw some dotted lines uh-huh. of tablets. Shapes and some solid lines on something pink, and then just put them up in front of you.
Yeah, that's
it'll be like you're there,
just like that. Does anybody think these are tiles? Are we looking at Metro tiles?
Oh yeah, it's very tight. You know, people were making a big deal out of this Milk Studios where they're holding this event. being so angular. It's got a very angular architectural style. And folks were saying that Microsoft's trying to emphasize that visual language from Metro because it's very angular. And that's carrying through here, definitely.
An update from Dana Woolman saying other people's cards have times like 5:30 and 5:40.
Oh, okay.
So she thinks it's access to the mystery device in small groups.
Good.
That makes a lot of sense.
This means the announcement won't go any later than 5:20.
Presumably 5 o'clock. Yeah, we actually had issues with Apple. Their event ran right up to the edge of scheduled meetings. That made things a little bit difficult at WWDC last week. But that's a very interesting way of doing it. You think they might have actually told people what the numbers mean, but
all will become clear. Yeah, they wanted to make it be a little announcement, a little surprise.
Do you know anything about the personnel that's going to be there? We don't know if it's going to be like Steve Ballmer. We don't know if it's going to be
I haven't heard.
Sanofsky.
No.
We just
hopefully Usher.
It'll be Usher. Because he was there for the they held him on retainer because he was there for the three for the Xbox announcement at E3. Just hang on to Usher.
You know, trying to surprise a room full of people who get paid to investigate and describe things seems like a little bit of a Pyrrhic attempt here. Everybody's looking at the cards going like, oh, you got 5:30, I got 5:20. Oh, these are obviously times for us to go see whatever this is they're going to announce. They're not going to be shocked when this gets announced.
I'm just loving all the photos of what's on the screens. It's exactly what you drew, Tom. It's just solid rectangles and dotted rectangles, and they just keep drawing them. It's like, okay, that's a nice teaser, but for what?
Very blue, very pink, very red in the room. Not sure what that says. I feel like we're covering a fashion show suddenly.
It could be. That's what people were saying about the runway. Somebody joked, like, there'll be new models of something.
Nah. Uh-huh. Right.
Wah.
Well, it's definitely a tablet. I mean, they're giving that away with this, with the squares up on the screen. There's some kind of tablet something involved. We Are Young is playing. Is that the Pat Benatar We Are Young?
It doesn't specify. I'm going to have to go with probably the fun song. Because Microsoft's all about fun, right? That's what I think about.
You know, and Dana points out on the live blog, lots of seasoned tech press wondering just what it is Microsoft has in store. They have done a very un-Microsoft-like job of protecting what this is. I mean, there have been a lot of links from different outlets of what we think it is, but nobody's 100% sure. And there's even some conflicting reports of what it should be.
Now there's analysis on the shape of the rectangles. They're 16:9 ratios.
Good call.
That's interesting. I mean, the iPad's 4:3, and a lot of them are actually 4:3. A lot of tablets are. But 16:9 display, it would be interesting.
Maybe it's a television.
But it also would make sense for Hollywood movies. 16:9 is the default ratio for a lot
of... It's a television. It's an Xbox television.
Oh, forget with voice control.
They beat Apple to the market.
Yeah, actually, Kinect has a lot
the
of features.
Kinect television.
A lot of features that mythical Apple TV is supposed to have. It has voice recognition. It has gesture support. Why the heck not? Why would Microsoft go into a really low-margin hardware business? Because they hate themselves.
I think what we're seeing is like a graphical representation of the second screen. I'd have to say, if I'm going to be really speculative here, we've got the solid line for the TV and a dashed line for the second screen, and that's the missing piece. So I think that's the piece that they're going to fill in today. That'd be my guess.
And you know what? They talked a lot at E3 about using your phone as that second screen, but your phone's a very tiny screen. So that would make a lot more sense to say, you know what? There's a second screen that's bigger. It's 16:9. It's a tablet. You know, whether it's a device or not.
I saw the Smart Glass demo at E3, and they had the Windows phone running, and they showed you an extra map there, and they had a mystery Samsung Windows tablet running, so you can get extra content there. But they were really quiet about that tablet. So I don't know if that was the device we're going to see today. I seriously doubt it. But, I mean, that looked like it was running Windows RT or Windows 8 on there. This device, the second screen, it can't be the phone because it's too small. Although phones are getting larger, but Windows Phone devices have that set screen size. So maybe they're going to reinvigorate Windows Mobile, the brand, and have the tablet OS. No,
they won't bring that brand back.
No, I'm just kidding. They would never do that.
Something like that could happen.
But Windows 8 already is the tablet interface. So it's just because I don't think they would ever want to annoy their partners, their hardware partners. It would have to be an Xbox-branded device.
Tim, I think you're right. I think this dotted line is representing that ephemeral second screen. Why is there a blank spot in the solid line tablet, though? Is it just not finished? Is it an animation and it's been captured, just not being finished drawing?
Yeah, I think it's drawing and redrawing.
Yeah,
itself,
okay.
So as
that makes sense. Because I see it completed in some of the pictures. So.
Or if it's not completed, there will be a line connecting the two devices with data.
That should be dotted for wireless.
And fun.
Well, yeah. It'll be like that little arcing data connection.
You're watching our live breaking news coverage of Microsoft's mystery press conference in Los Angeles. We're following the Engadget blogs, a bunch of other live blogs, and we have editor-in-chief of Engadget, Tim Stevens, hanging around chatting with us. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully we'll have something interesting to tell you about any minute now. They opened the doors a little later than 3:30, about 3:40 or so, and all the press have been filing in, taking pictures. There's weird tablety-looking graphics being drawn up on a big screen. And we're just waiting for someone from Microsoft to come wandering out on stage and tell us what this is all about.
Well, Reuters reported early this morning. They said there's going to be an ARM-based device with Xbox and Skype integration, which I hadn't heard.
Well, there's Xbox integration on the Windows Phone. So yes. My question is, when you say, is there Xbox integration, is it like that, which would make sense? Or is it like the Xbox integration on Metro, which is very similar? So it's a window. In other words, just a Windows RT tablet with Xbox integration. Or is it something new and different? Could very easily just be Windows RT tablet with the Xbox app.
You think it would be like a particularly skinned version of Windows RT with Xboxes that's always at the front?
Or it'd have extra features because it's from Microsoft, a special app that you can only get from them.
I think with the confusion already with Windows RT and its limitations as to desktop applications and what it can run and what it can't run, I think it'd be a huge mistake to have an Xbox skinned Windows RT device, because that would just mean that there's another version of Windows running around that I don't think customers need to even see yet.
Yeah, we have plenty of versions already to choose from, and adding another one to the mix wouldn't necessarily make sense, but this could be maybe Microsoft's own thing that they don't let anybody else touch, like Amazon customized Android for themselves. Maybe Microsoft will customize a Windows RT for themselves. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, it's definitely pointing to a tablet device. And presumably it's going to be something special and something that nobody else is going to be offering. So that comes down to software, really.
It looks like Miriam, your photographer, has had to come to a truce with someone trying to block her shots.
Yeah, you don't want to get in Miriam's way. She's swinging a Nikon D3S with a 70-20 lens. Excuse me, 70-200 lens, which is a lot of glass and a lot of metal. And that would hurt to get hit by, so don't mess with Miriam.
Apparently not. Well, I'd say, yeah, okay. I'm seeing other blogs saying the same things that you were saying, Tim. Two screens, but one physical and one mirrored. Or I think, you know, possibly the television screen and a tablet screen.
Some people are suggesting a dual screen device a la the 3DS. I don't know if that would make any sense.
Yeah, I'm not buying dual screen. Right. I mean, unless they're going to show us the Courier, which would be pretty amazing. I'm guessing that they're just representing the concept of a second screen because everybody's got a TV already. I think that's what the solid box is. But yeah, we'll find out here in a couple of minutes what it is.
I'm trying to think if Microsoft's ever revived a product that's been killed in development like that. The Courier, the leaks were pretty legendary. The device looked interesting. The UI was very different. It seemed like a major departure. I just wonder if Microsoft would ever go back to the well and go, you know what, we should try that again. Because one of the weird things that Microsoft has done for like 10 years now, they've seen products in the future. They're like 2000, like, let's do tablets. We got this great idea, Slate PCs. This is what people are going to use. And then the cost was too high. The software wasn't optimized for this stuff, and it just didn't work out. So we moved to this generation of tablets that can be under $500, can have really good battery life. Microsoft missed out on that back when they introduced it in 2000. So, I mean, would it make sense for Microsoft to actually go back and go, that's dead, let's bring it back?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. No taping during the presentation. The time card you received will let you know the time that you can obtain pictures and photos of the device.
So the device.
They didn't say device. They just said, what did they say? And see a quote.
The quote I have is, the time card you received will let you know the time that you can obtain, period, end quote. I think he said obtain, says the note.
To take video or pictures. That's all they said. They didn't say anything. They're showing animations of two rectangles still in the background. Now, It looks like it's about to go down, but we're still waiting for an identification of a person who is actually coming out. The music got very loud and anthemic, according to all reports.
It's going to get everybody charged up. You're liquoring them up with mimosas. You're pumping them with house music. I mean, this is not a bad idea.
I think the good afternoon, ladies and gents, was coming over the PA system.
Do you think Microsoft would ever go back to the well with the courier death?
No.
They go, we had something. They maybe don't,
that's not Microsoft's way.
Well, neither is this press conference.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. But I think it's unlikely. I'll never say never, obviously. I think it's unlikely. I love what they've announced so far because I can't find a thing wrong with it.
Yes, yeah. I'm not confused at all. I'm not worried about fragmentation.
No.
I'm not worried about...
that dotted line is a little fragmented.
That's got even spacing, so it tells you it's an even fragmentation.
So we are 39 minutes from the point when the doors were supposed to open, and all we've got is an announcement that the mysterious cards with different times on them were times when people would be allowed to take photos and video. So I guess you're not allowed to take photos during the press conference, but you don't invite a bunch of press into a room and expect them not to take photos.
Yeah, I think that's when you'll get your access to whatever it is they're going to announce. So presumably they'll have a demo room and you'll have to hand your card in to get into the demo room. And presumably there'll be a device in there waiting for you to be photographed and videoed. But yeah, I mean, we've got photos coming in now. So so things are happening, but not the, you know, things are being clear. Not yet, anyway.
There's a white table on stage with what appears to be a sheet. So maybe there's something under the sheet. If it is, it's very thin. It looks like it's draping over the back of that table, too. It's a nice close-up picture from Miriam up on Engadget.
You know, with all this hype around this right now that we're parsing out every little thing, this better be good. Because if it is just a reinvigorated Windows RT initiative, like, we are going to explain how Windows RT is going to work. It's going to be great. Everyone's going to understand it. It's going to be fantastic. If that's all this is, it would be very strange because this is
or if it were an advertising platform.
It's like, that's right. We have the sheet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we brought you here to talk about Yammer.
You could be talking about this in your own private social network. That's how great this is. Because we bought this. Oh, boy, it could be.
It's the double-edged sword of bringing up the hype is that you also raise the expectations.
I'm now expecting the meaning of life coming in with this. It's going to be preloaded with that video, actually.
Just remember that we're standing on a planet that's evolving, and we'll be fine. Wow. Okay, so Microsoft not running to time.
Oh, Ballmer is on the stage.
Ah, very good.
So finally. Says Dana.
Whoa.
Steve Ballmer. So that was the first piece of speculation, is that it would involve Steve Ballmer making the announcement, and it does. He's on stage. Well,
that sounds like it has to be significant if you're going to just call on the CEO. He wasn't doing anything.
And in case you didn't recognize him, they put his name up on the screen.
Oh, good. Steve Ballmer. That's how you spell it. Good.
Welcome. I'm just guessing. That's what
he's going to say. Should we all improv this or do Mystery Science Theater 3000 style?
Possibly.
Absolutely. He looks, pictures, you know, sometimes capture you in an unflattering situation. He looks a little hunched up. He looks tense.
Well, because he was holding a tablet like this, and he was just kind of reading over it.
The past several years have seen great change, cloud computing, et cetera. But Windows is the heart and soul of Microsoft. That's going to be about Windows, sounds like.
So all those rectangles were Windows or tiles. Is that what we're...
It's the most flexible general purpose software ever created.
Well, that's a great picture. Ballmer looking like Smeagol here.
My precious. Well, at least it's underway, folks. Steve Ballmer on stage down in Los Angeles at the Bilk Studios telling us that Windows is very important to Microsoft. We are optimists to the core. Windows has exceeded our expectations. And in classic presentation style, starting with some numbers, it powers over 1 billion PCs.
This is not encouraging, by the way, talking about
Windows,
a billion Windows PCs.
Well, maybe he'll hopefully just pivot really quickly and say, But we have a second great brand, Xbox.
Well, they've got the tiles, the Metro, the Windows 8 tiles up on the screen behind him. And he's talking about Windows 8 now, reimagining the product.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people give Microsoft flack for that redesign, but that's pretty bold to go with this tile interface.
Well, it's actually Windows, not bold. No, that'd be BlackBerry.
Don't make me pull out a playbook joke.
Windows 8 product design approached in a forward-looking way. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Design Windows 8 for mobile, of course. I think we know where we're going now. We've got weird tablet outlines. We've got Windows being emphasized. We've got the Metro screen, Windows 8. Windows computers designed for mobile. It's got to be a tablet. And Dana Wolman says, I guess he's not announcing a Yammer acquisition.
That's the kind of analysis you can only get at Engadget.com.
They don't want to compromise PC productivity with that mobileness.
Are they bringing the
dish? I'd have to, I don't know if you guys have spent a lot of time with Windows 8. I certainly have, and I've found it to be compromising in my productivity. I use Windows. I'm using Windows right now. Windows 8 doesn't feel as productive to me as Windows 7 has been, so I don't know that I agree with that. But I guess it'll tie into whatever we're about to learn about.
Now, do you think that's because you're still getting used to the new way of doing things, or have you used it enough now that you're like, no, it's just things are in a different place?
No, I want the ability to resize windows. I mean, simple mm-hmm. things like that. Things that you can't do through the Metro interface.
You can only do it on the desktop.
Yeah, and it remains to be seen how much Windows 8 will exist on the quote-unquote desktop versus the Metro interface. And that, is up to the developers going forward. But, the ability to not stack and resize windows is kind of a crazy drawback for a desktop operating system.
Here are the hints of hardware. So today we want to add another piece to that story. At our foundation, Bill Gates and Paul Allen made a bet on software. So just awaiting the next sentence.
At the same time, it was always clear that our unique view of what software could do would push hardware in ways that even the makers of the hardware themselves could not envision.
This could, if they come out with their own hardware to compete with their partners,
they're crazy.
That's what they did with the Zune, I guess.
Wow. Number one product for the year Ballmer joined Microsoft in 1980 was a hardware product.
Was it a mouse?
Yeah.
Probably was a mouse, yes.
1980, yeah. Unless it was a tape drive. I don't remember Microsoft making a tape drive. But I do remember making a mouse, though.
Indeed. A lot of mice. I think, I have a Microsoft mouse right here, as a matter of fact.
1980 seems early for the mouse.
The Arc mouse is pretty nice.
Maybe they flew everybody in for a rectangular mouse today.
That's right, my Microsoft ergonomic keyboard that was gigantic.
Now they're doing a retrospective
video. I
have
that too, as a matter of fact. Boy, I've got all the Microsoft here.
We forget that Microsoft's a hardware company.
Microsoft is announcing the floppy drive for Windows. No, I'm joking. They're watching a retrospective video showing all the hardware. So this is going to be a hardware announcement. They're talking about, hey, we've made hardware for years. Keyboards, Xboxes,
Zooms.
More keyboards.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if the Kin.
I don't know if that's going to be the list.
They'll put the Zune in there. They're not ashamed of the Zune.
They're showing off the Surface table in their hardware demo.
They put the Kin in there, though?
No, they didn't. I was just saying that. Yeah. I doubt they would want to call attention to that six-week device. Oh, sorry, they have webcams. I forgot about that.
First Microsoft mouse was 1983, so I'm not sure what that 1980 hardware was. Kinect, obviously, they make the Kinect. We control it all. We design it all. We manufacture it ourselves. They do not, do they? They don't manufacture it themselves. They contract somebody.
No, it's Steve Ballmer and elves, clearly. That's how Microsoft works.
I build it with my own hands. We can do something that not many others can do.
It was the Microsoft soft card made it possible to run programs designed for CPM on the Apple II. So it was an Apple product, actually. It was hardware, but meant to run in an Apple computer. So that's fascinating.
Thank you, Tim. That's cool. I'm more excited about what we're developing for the future.
It's a time machine.
Everybody's more excited about the future than the present, right? I mean, that's not that shocking, is it?
Oh, now he's ripping off a little bit of Apple rhetoric. We believe any intersection between human and machine can be made better when every aspect of the experience, hardware and software, are considered together. Microsoft does not always believe that, I don't think.
I mean, they already have the Microsoft Signature line where they can take a PC, remove bloatware, and basically have a tweaked version of that laptop. They sell that as a service at Microsoft stores. They've had Signature PCs for a while, actually. Vizio has their own thing where they're not having a bloatware on there, so they're all Signature. Does Microsoft need to go into hardware to make these things good? I mean, they already have a system for that.
Well, they're buying the rhetoric that says if you control the software and the hardware, you give a better experience. At least that's what they're saying now, right now, on stage in Los Angeles.
So we're no longer giving our Windows licenses to HP, Dell.
Well, my guess is they're going to do best of both worlds. Like, you know, we still have an ecosystem of people using Windows to make all kinds of great stuff, you know, but we're going to provide a Signature experience of our own.
But they already have that.
Xbox is an example of hardware and software considered as a package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that device, when that came out, people were afraid that Microsoft was competing with PC gaming in general because they were starting to have their own device.
I mean, if you're Microsoft, you're looking at over 12 years of history of people not being able to make a success out of your operating system on the tablet. So I could see them saying, you know what? We gave you a tablet operating system a long time ago, and none of you have made a go of it. So now we're gonna try it. We're gonna make a tablet that works.
But the amount of revenue that Microsoft makes in the licensing—that's what I would run into the problem with this. Like if Microsoft was doing this by themselves,
but they're not giving up that revenue because that revenue is for laptops and desktops. They're not making a lot of that revenue on tablets.
Yeah, that's true. So the tablet space probably the safest bet for them.
Of course, the ultimate landing point of the PC experience is through our OEMs, HP, Lenovo, Samsung, Toshiba, and others. And he did thank the partners earlier.
Is this the Nexus line, effectively?
They will deliver more PCs to market in 2013 than in any previous year. So he's trying to salve that.
So this could be like a Microsoft-blessed or Microsoft
signature. Stab him in the back here in just a minute.
We love our partners. They sell a lot of stuff. Now I'm going to kill them.
Stab.
375 million Windows PCs will sell in 2013.
How many next year is the question?
Look, the best way to do hardware is when you control the software and hardware yourself. We have lots of great partners. We love our partners. They make lots of stuff. This is a little hard to follow. With Windows 8, we don't want to leave any scene uncovered.
See, okay, when Windows Phone came out, Microsoft controlled strictly the hardware requirements.
Sure.
Because they wanted to have a uniform experience amongst all of these devices, but the devices underwhelmed in general with reviews. So, I mean, again, I don't really know where they could go other than have stricter requirements for hardware partners or have their own device again. It's
a whole new family of computing devices from Microsoft.
Wow.
Well, that's going to be real fun.
Well, that sounds like they're doing desktops and laptops. I take it back. That's crazy
talk. A
whole
new family. Well, maybe. Oh, geez. I don't know.
Is that an asteroid? That's interesting. Comment from Dana. Hmm.
Well, it is 2012.
Something new, something different.
Surface. Family of computing devices called Surface. Interesting.
Huh.
Okay, yeah. Now, Surface has been around for a while. It's Microsoft's touch interface device. I mean, it looks like a giant tablet to some people, but it actually had a lot of cameras in it. And
this
it's a tablet.
This is the new Microsoft Surface, says Ballmer.
And it's a tablet.
And
it's holding it.
They already own that name, and it's branded, and people know it. So who wouldn't want to have their own Surface?
The images are up. And it is a rectangular tablet.
Hardware and software pushing each other. Stop pushing. You'll all have a chance. And, it looks like a 16:9 form factor in his hand there.
Well, that's going to be very interesting. I mean, the 16:9 form factor, very important for Windows 8, so you can have the Snap interface, so you can have two Windows apps at one time, or two Metro apps at one time.
It's a tool to surface your passions.
Okay. That's a little bit vague.
Your creativity, your enjoyment.
Well, I'm very curious about...
I want you to take time to get to know the Surface.
So we don't know if it's... We don't know what's inside of it yet. We don't know if it's ARM or if it's x86.
My guess is ARM, but we don't know, yeah. Mm. Now Steve Sinofsky's taking the stage.
Okay.
Steve Sinofsky...
Does he talk as long as he writes? I mean, Steve Sinofsky, if you haven't been following Windows 8, Building Windows 8 blog, writes like 3,000-word posts... On a slow day. So hopefully this will be very, very key.
Just as we've reimagined Windows, we have a vision for the tablet. Well, the reimagining of Windows definitely included thinking about a tablet, so that's not a big surprise there.
A vision for the tablet. I mean, again, Microsoft's been big on slate PCs for 12 years now. They finally cracked it.
And they're pretty much describing it as Windows 8, a tablet that's a great PC, a PC that's a great tablet. Surface is a stage for Windows, 9.3 millimeters.
Okay. Full-size USB 2. So we get into some specs. Still very curious about...
USB 2, that's curious as well.
That keeps the price down.
Is there USB support in Windows RT?
Beveled edges.
It's got to be.
I don't know.
It's got beveled edges.
22-degree beveled edges. Only the finest in beveled edges at 22 degrees.
Full magnesium case.
Okay. Very curious. £1.5. The liquid metal is formed into an ultra-rigid and light frame. So they're talking about pouring
a vapor mag case.
Vapor mag, yeah. With a proprietary connector, it looks like. Two proprietary connectors, actually. Oh, it's got that new MagSafe connector that we saw. A patent application just went through the other day, as a matter of fact, for a data and magnetic... it was a MagSafe light connector with five connectors. The Microsoft got a patent for, mm-hmm. I think it was just last week on Thursday. It looks like it's got that connector, which is interesting.
So it was data.
Maybe they were waiting for that patent to make the announcement.
Yeah, could
that
be. Could
explain
a
like, PTO, come on.
Access to Windows apps as you'd expect. That includes Xbox. So at least, you know, pointing out that it's got the apps. 1.5 pounds, 576 grams.
Still not
average.
10.6-inch display. That's a big tablet. I mean, that's a pretty big device. The iPad's got a 9.7-inch display. 1.5 pounds, that's, again, that's the same as the original iPad, actually.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People complained about that. It's not a great reader
experience. Felt a
experience,
little heavy, yeah.
But over time, people stopped complaining about that. But 16:9, that's great for videos and just movies in general. Because when you have that 4:3 screen and you have those large letterbox black lines, it just takes away.
Oh, demo fail.
Uh-oh.
Had to grab a new tablet.
Right, because he said movies and entertainment look great, as well as oops. So we're going to the Windows Store, and we're going to get some content. He just so happens to have a spare. It's good.
They're pros. They know what they're doing. Showing Netflix, so that, you know, we're in L.A. We're
going to
pitch this as an entertainment device. Netflix will have this ready at the Windows 8 launch.
Specifically,
so October, maybe?
Designed specifically for Windows 8 with Semantic Zoom.
Yeah, we're not going to get this device, obviously, until Windows 8 launches. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we'll get any info on that as part of this announcement.
Actually, I think those cards that were given out, that's the Windows 8 release times. 520 for you people, 530 for you people, 540 for you. That's when Windows 8 comes out.
Has great Wi-Fi, the best of any tablet today. That tells me nothing. Great Wi-Fi.
Well, Microsoft has done some interesting things with Wi-Fi. I mean, they try to set up a case where you're walking around and you could pick up open Wi-Fi spots and you'll have uninterrupted internet connections. So while that statement might seem a little blasé, if they actually take advantage of all the research that Microsoft's been doing.
Oh, 2x2 MIMO antennas. It's got a kickstand.
Well, that's a win. You don't need a smart case to prop up your device.
I don't know. Every phone that's come with a kickstand has come with a kickstand because it fell down in other areas.
Yes, yes. Like the Thunderbolt, perhaps. Yes.
It's actually a large kickstand. It's not like 1 foot.
Oh, yeah. It's more, yeah.
It's more like a...
It's more than just a kickstand. It's a stand. It's a stand.
How can that not add thickness? Sinowski just said that doesn't add thickness to the tablet, but... Wouldn't it be thinner without the kickstand, especially since it's the whole bottom of the thing that flips out?
Maybe Tim.
It doesn't add any significant
thickness. Am I being cynical
here?
I'm sorry.
Has to. You're right. It has to add some thickness, but maybe it's that part of the lower half of the tablet. In other words, maybe they added the thickness to the top half so that when you fold it out, it actually is the same thickness all the way up.
Or it could have the antennas built into it. It could have other useful parts in there. I don't think it'd be like the
maybe
RAM or anything.
A radiator, so when you're firing your plasma cannons, that's how the heat gets vented out.
Gorilla Glass 2.
Ooh. Surface is designed to be mobile. Well, no kidding. You mean you don't have to plug it in all the time? This isn't like the Sony Dash?
It has its own cover?
It only costs $8 million. Not just this one.
Oh, it just has a magnetic. Okay.
No, I was kidding.
Magnetic connector. So it can do a microcell. You know, I kind of hate that iPad cover.
You don't like magnets?
No. Well, I like magnets. How do they work?
How do they work?
When we looked at the Surface cover, we challenged ourselves to do more. Okay. What does that mean?
Cover is 3 millimeters thick.
Made from a fine Northwest polar tech.
Oh, so your tablet will stay warm.
The cover is a keyboard. That's fascinating.
Ah, okay.
It's a multi-touch keyboard.
And it says, so no, it's not just like that cover.
Okay, they nailed it then.
That's interesting.
Yeah, especially but it's with multi-touch the keyboard. It's not a keyboard, but that's all right. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I'd want to try it.
Old laptops, I know before they had like the recessed panel for the keys, you'd have that imprint of keys on your screen.
Sure.
So to have a flat multi-touch surface, while I mean it has doesn't have a travel, it won't leave that mark on your beautiful screen.
It's got a trackpad on there as well, which is very interesting.
Would you look at that?
That is pretty smart, I must say.
It says touch typing is possible. I guess maybe the keys depress a little bit or something.
I can't tell if the divisions are just like lights between the keys or if they're printed on or these are like the tiniest chiclets ever.
HDMI built in, it says.
Two cameras.
I like the idea of this keyboard. I just want to try it. I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Looks pretty good.
Kind of reminds me of those laser projected keyboards that they had, which are always horrible to type on. So hopefully this would be a little bit better.
So front and rear facing camera, you said?
Yes. Everyone is perfectly framed, he says. Hmm. So far we have a tablet with we have two cameras. We have this keyboard that is a multi-touch keyboard.
Oh,
and trackpad.
Oh, it's got Office.
Yeah.
Are we ready for Office? Can you handle Office? I'm excited.
That is an advantage Microsoft brings. Obviously, they haven't launched Office for iOS yet, if they're going to.
And they need to do so quickly before they lose even more ground to Google Docs and every other, or Google Drive now, and every other online service out there.
But as soon as they do, then that advantage goes away for this thing.
Right.
I just got an IM from Glenn telling me that Microsoft.com/Surface, you can watch videos and galleries. I'm going to get a link there. And it looks like you can actually take a look at this stuff before Synofsky talks about it at this point.
Well, there's a blue cover.
There you go.
The keys do look slightly raised on this, so maybe it's like the old membrane keyboards that they had on, was it the Atari 400 that had a membrane keyboard? And it was like the worst typing experience ever. Maybe it's just like that.
The membrane keyboard actually, that depressed though, right?
Hopefully it's not just depressed. Like that.
Right, yeah, it was like a little kind of clicky, about a millimeter worth of travel.
I doubt these depress at all.
I learned BASIC on an Atari, and it was a horrible.
I went to the new Microsoft Surface website, and it told me I had to update Silverlight.
Got to keep updated.
So ARM processor from NVIDIA.
Interesting. The Tegra.
Now, NVIDIA was talking about making incredibly cheap Android tablets under $250 this year, which we're expecting to see sometime in the next few months. So maybe they can make incredibly cheap Windows tablets under $250 before the end of the year.
Surface for RT, but also Surface that will work with Intel Core processors, though. I'm confused.
Oh, no.
So they're going to have multiple models, I'm guessing. I mean, it's Microsoft. Of course they're going to have multiple models.
How are they going to market that? Microsoft Surface?
Surface Pro?
Surface
Home? I don't know.
Ultimate Surface.
Ultimate Surface. Learner's Edition Surface.
Starter Edition.
Mm-hmm.
The Intel one will be less than 2 pounds, less than 14 millimeters thick.
Full Surface. HD display.
Surface for Windows 8 Pro.
So that means 1920 by 1080 on these displays.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That's saucy.
Oh, there's a spec sheet on the About page.
Ah.
Let's go find that. Thank you, person in the chat room I missed.
Yeah, the PR is up.
Yes, you're right. Okay, actually, it's called Surface Windows RT and Surface Windows 8 Pro.
Yep, there you go. It's just named after the version of Windows.
They're labeled slightly differently.
Yeah.
It's got micro SD, USB 2.0, micro HD video connector, which is interesting. Office 15, touch cover, 32 or 64 gigabyte storage capacities. It says running Windows 8, 10.6-inch display, 42-watt-hour battery. It does say... this is the Pro model I'm reading now. Excuse me. This is micro SDXC with USB 3.0 on that one with 64 or 128 gig capacities. And this has a pen with palm block, which is interesting. I guess we'll wait and see what that is exactly.
And it's also offered in a higher capacity model at 128 gigabytes for the Windows 8 Pro version. That definitely makes a lot of sense, because if Microsoft just did a one-to-one device and they had an Intel chip in one and AMD in another, ARM device in another, it would just cost a lot more money. And to add these extra features to the 8 Pro is an intelligent choice. Right now we're taking a look at a video from Microsoft of the new Microsoft Surface tablet.
Very dramatic.
It's very droid-like.
Yes.
In presentation.
Now I'm not a Windows guy, but Mary Jo, do you recognize?
Can you turn down the other tab that's open where we're hearing CNET? There we go.
And in the video, you can see the cover comes in colors.
Looks nice. Surface.
I'm very curious where this is going to be available. Is this just going to be one of those?
Now I'm a little confused. There's the Ivy Bridge Core i5. Windows 8 Pro Surface, but then is that the one with HD, or does the Surface RT also have HD?
They both have ClearType HD displays. They did not differentiate in the language, so that would assume that they're the same. But the 8 Pro is heavier. No, it's heavier.
Actually, it does say for the RT, it says ClearType HD display. For the 8 Pro, it says ClearType Full HD display. So maybe the RT one is only 720p. But it's curious that they're both the same size, 10.6 inches. Typically, you'd expect them to source one panel for all their devices at one size like that. But yeah. But maybe it is only 720p.
Good catch, Tim. I was glazing a little, I guess.
The Surface XT will come in 32 gig and 64 gig versions. The Surface Windows 8 Pro will come in 64 gig and 128 gig versions.
And they're showing off Windows Reader, and they're editing a blog post with pen input. And the digital ink is sampled at 600 DPI. Could be a more natural writing experience on a device. I wonder if they're using like Bluetooth 4.0. What kind of stylus are they using? Are they just using like a digitizer?
600 DPI stylus sampler.
So that's one of the complaints about the iPad, is that you have to use a capacitive stylus, and it's very laggy.
Now, it's an optically bonded screen, so apparently that means that the stylus and the screen are very close together, just a little over half an inch. So it feels like you're writing closer to the screen than maybe on some other tablets.
Well, if that can eliminate some of the lag that happens with styli, that would be... very, very interesting, especially for artists.
The pen magnetizes to the body of the tablet. I don't like that at all. Magnets don't always hold. I want to have it in a slot where it's not going to fall out.
These pens probably aren't cheap either.
Yeah. I'll lose that thing. I know I will.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Well, if they increase the size of the device to include a slot for it, it might look a little bit bulkier. But
yeah, I guess so.
It's probably just a compromise because you don't want a larger device.
They're trying to make it as thin as possible.
The other thing is a lot of people probably won't even use the stylus. It's probably an optional accessory.
I won't, because I'll lose it.
Well, there you go. It's only optional to those who can keep them.
They have a display port, so you can output it at whatever resolution Windows does.
Yeah, so the Surface for Windows RT has micro HD video, but the Surface with Windows 8 Pro has mini display port video. Okay. So you're going to need different So if you have one of each, you're going to need a lot of connectors.
So it's 4 millimeters thicker for the Pro, which is interesting. But, you know, presumably with the DisplayPort on there, you could actually use this like a use it like a full PC. You put a USB hub on that USB 3.0 connector, and then, you know, we'll see if you can get to a desktop or anything like that. But presumably you could use it like a fully featured PC, or close to it anyway.
Yeah, you've got the keyboard. You've got a USB port that you could put a USB keyboard into, I would assume. And then a display port out into a monitor. So this could, you could dock this and make it your PC.
So Microsoft goes into the hardware game, making a tablet PC that has Intel and has ARM, depending on which device you get. This is not going to annoy their partners? How does this not annoy their hardware partners? I don't understand this.
It's certainly setting a very high bar for them to follow. I mean, this looks great. This looks better than any of the Windows 8 tablets that we've seen thus far. And it looks like they just showed a desktop as well, which is interesting, at least on the Pro. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this looks very good. So it's definitely, you know, going to be tough for other people to deliver hardware that's as good as this. But again, it's the same thing with Google with the Nexus devices. The Nexus devices always tend to be at least a little bit ahead of everybody else in terms of design and performance. And, you know, Android hasn't really suffered from that yet. We'll see if Microsoft does here.
Yeah, but the Nexus is more like a blessed device by Google versus Microsoft saying, this is our product.
True, very true.
If Surface is available, Surface by Samsung, Surface by HTC, I could see that being different, but this seems a little bit more aggressive.
Now, they have something called the Type Cover, which has got a more traditional type of keyboard. And he says he can type on his keyboard, type on this keyboard as fast as I can type on any keyboard, full trackpad with clicking buttons. So we have two surfaces and two different covers. Mix and match. Surface for Windows RT, Surface for Windows Pro, and the touch covers.
There's the family shot now showing all the laptops. So two different covers with two different keyboards. That's an interesting approach as well.
I mean, Microsoft wants to say no compromise. They want to be able to have anything you want. It's an interesting approach.
Yeah.
But I mean, this seems like you have to be pretty educated to even buy one of these. You'd be like, okay, I want the RT one, and I want the one with the keyboard that has a trackpad, and I want this extra. Like, just hope they can get that message across.
Panos Panay, designer of the products, is up on stage. He's flattered to be there, humbled. People are screaming. Microsoft fans are screaming in this room right now. Whole team in Redmond is waiting to see what you have to say, bloggers. What'd you post?
He should know that the people in the room aren't the ones actually doing the posting. It's everybody back at home doing the posting. But we're all watching.
Well, he's going to show more of the design and talk about the culture. So they've got a video to talk about the creation of this. But you're watching breaking news coverage of the Microsoft, turns out to be tablet announcement in Los Angeles. Two tablets. The Microsoft Surface XT and the Microsoft Surface Pro. The XT has Windows RT on it. The Pro has Windows 8 Pro on it. The RT has a NVIDIA ARM processor, and the Pro has a Core i5 from Intel, Ivy Bridge processor. And, of course, this breaking news brought to you by Slingbox. Bring you the most important news as it happens on Twit. Slingbox is helping us to do that. They're different. Some companies say their systems let you watch TV everywhere, but only Slingbox lets you watch all your home TV that you get anywhere you go. You can even control and watch your DVR. You don't have to pay extra for the service. You're not limited to certain channels. Whatever you pay for at home, once you pay for the Slingbox and put it in your house, you're good to go. Slingbox works with the iPad, any smartphone, the iPod Touch, the laptop, the tablet you got. And to get started with Slingbox, just connect it to the internet, to your home TV, and you're done. Anywhere you can get an internet connection, you can watch your home TV. It's that easy. Slingbox is available at Best Buy and Amazon. You can learn more at slingbox.com/twit. And we thank them for their support of breaking news from Twit Live at live.twit.tv. Tim Stevens, editor-in-chief of Engadget, thank you so much for hanging around. It's been fun poring over these announcements as they happen with you.
Yeah, it's always great to talk about this stuff that's happening with friends, so I'm happy to be here and happy to kind of dig into the details here a little bit and watch the live blog from the outside.
Dana Wollman from Engadget doing a live blog at Engadget.com if you want to follow along. That's one of the ones we're keeping in touch with They're doing a video explaining the creation of the Surface, the Microsoft Surface tablets. Everybody wondering what the partners from Microsoft are going to say in reaction to this. Steve Ballmer was on stage at the very beginning. He thanked the partners. He called some of them out as being great partners and making innovative products. But apparently, they're going to be competing with Microsoft's very own tablets.
Yeah, I think, Tim, you were joking about the fact he's patting them on the back and then he's going to stab them. Kind of did. Decided to go, yeah, we're going to one-up you. I don't know if this is Microsoft raising the bar and saying, look, your PCs better be as good as ours or we're going to outsell you. But the thing is, we don't know if Microsoft's going to subsidize this anyway. Is this going to be a lower-cost device? Because no matter what, those other OEMs put on extra software, which brings the cost down. These Surface devices look like they're going to be running stock versions of Windows 8 that are customized for this hardware, which probably means it's going to be more expensive. But then again, Microsoft's probably going to give itself a deal on the licensing for Windows 8. Mm. But I just wonder what kind of price comparison they could possibly have compared to like a $499 device out there.
Yeah, I'm going to guess, totally pulling a number out of thin air, I'm going to guess $399 for the RT and $599 for the Pro, or maybe $499 and $599 for the two. I'd guess about $100 to $200 separation between the two. That's my guess. I don't think they'll price it any higher than the iPad. It'd certainly be an unfortunate decision if they did so. I'm curious what these accessories cost, what that keyboard is going to cost, and what both keyboards are going to cost. Apparently, they connect over Bluetooth, which is going to add a little bit of cost to them, and it's also going to add some concerns for battery life. Now you need to keep your cover for your tablet charged up, which is a little bit annoying.
They are doing a talk right now about the culture that brought about this tablet, and they say they're really emphasizing that this is Windows 8 with the hardware fading into the background. I think that's their salve to the hardware manufacturers: is we're just trying to sell Windows 8. We're not trying to sell hardware, but this hardware is showing Windows 8 off, and it's in some ways you can look at it as an extension of the Windows signature devices, which are devices made by other manufacturers for Microsoft, but Microsoft controls what operating system options are put on the signature devices. So, in other words, you don't get any crapware. You get an optimized Windows installation on the signature devices. It seems like they're trying to use some of that rhetoric here, saying these are our signature devices. This hardware is running to give you Windows 8 at its best advantage.
Yeah, but saying that it fades away, I mean, this is actually quite a stylish device, and that touch cover is... that's a pretty unique kind of device as opposed to having a keyboard dock that has traveling keys. It sounds like they want to make sure that the partners are happy, but it's quite a stylish device. I'm quite impressed with the design. I'm glad it's not some like clunky plastic junky looking thing. This looks like a high quality device.
Over 200 custom parts. Three custom made hinges. I mean, they designed this thing, Tim.
How long until that kickstand breaks off the back?
Well, it's less than a millimeter thick, I think. I mean, it feels like it should snap in half, but it's probably made of tougher stuff than that.
Yeah, I can just see having that sitting on your lunch tray in coach class seat, and the guy in front of you slams his seat back as fast as he can, and gets caught in there and gets popped right up the back. But I mean, hopefully, it's designed such that it'll pop off and you can pop it back on again without breaking. But it'll be the first test I do when I get my review, and I'll take that thing and I'll try to pop it off. And I'll let you know what happens.
Stress test it.
Absolutely.
Now for Microsoft,
before I test anything else.
For Microsoft's press announcement, I don't know if we've covered this because there's so many pieces of information going around, but the Surface for Windows RT comes with Office 15, touch cover, and type cover. But the Surface for Windows 8 Pro has touch cover, type cover, and pen with palm block. I don't know if these are just options or they're going to be included.
Well, Office, I believe, is built into Windows RT, mm-hmm. but not into Windows 8.
There was a question whether Windows 8 would even have any version of Office in there. And this might give some indication that
it doesn't
appear that's going to be the case.
It doesn't look like it anyway.
Definitely gives incentive to get that ARM device because it probably will be a lower cost device. So NVIDIA's doing the processor, right?
For the RT one, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So now that we have most of the details, we don't have a shipping date, we don't have price, but they're kind of rehashing the specs right now by telling you how the thing is built. It seems like a pretty important announcement. Did it live up to the hype for you guys?
to the hype. Well, the hype was, we have no idea what it is, and it could be hardware. I'd say live up to the hype, because this looks like a device that will show off Windows 8. And if Microsoft wants to control the message, they're doing it. They go, look, if you want to see what a good Windows 8 tablet is, we make it. You want to go to our store? We have it right now. Versus having to go, we think Samsung's got a really good one. What do they call it? The RU7893? It's like, no, we have the Surface. I think this is a bold move, and it's just kind of different for Microsoft.
Yeah, it's different, and it's great. It's very encouraging. I think this definitely meets or exceeds my expectations, I think would be the proper way to put it. The hardware looks fantastic. Obviously, the proof is in the pudding when we get the chance to test the thing. But I think a 10-inch 16:9 display is a nice size. It should be easy to hold in your hand. I think the kickstand on the back is a nice idea. And having the keyboard built into the cover is an interesting idea as well. I'm eager to try that out and see how it goes. It's not the Barnes & Noble thing that a lot of people had predicted. There really doesn't seem to be any other additional Xbox functionality beyond what's going to be in Windows 8 already. But ultimately, the hardware looks fantastic. And I wish I'd hopped on the plane and gone to see it myself.
Yeah, I would like to get my hands on this now as well. They're going overboard talking about the design. This is essentially the Johnny Ive version for Microsoft with Panache up there. He's going through all the tolerances, how they put it together, how the Vapor Mag works, the smoothness of the finish, the steps they went through, really emphasizing the quality of the design work that Microsoft did here. And I have to say, it does look really good from the slides that we're seeing.
Even with Metro, Microsoft has been very, very, what's the word? They've been just flowing with information about design. They love
eloquent,
explaining.
Flowery.
Yeah, there's been tons of words written about, well, we made rectangles and made them colorful. But they have really nice ways of coming up with that. From the press release, by the way, if for release dates, they said, Microsoft made hardware to be available starting with the release of Windows 8 and Windows RT. So they give relative times. And they also said, I think the cost will be comparable to other devices that have the same hardware. So they didn't give any hard information on dates or availability or pricing.
Perfect integration of hardware and software is what they're
saying. This thing better work well, by the way. If this thing is buggy and crashy or something, like the Xbox, like Xbox had some issues. Remember when the 360 Red Ring? This was a thing for a very long time. For the first
Red Ring and Death, absolutely.
The very first version of it had so many problems that I think by the third rev of it, it was pretty good. But if this thing comes to market and it has like something is faulty with it, people are going to take Microsoft to task for this. So they better have something really, really ready that is super optimized and truly does give the best experience. Because if this best experience is not excellent, people will think, okay, well, the whole thing is junk.
They say the reason the cover had to be 3 millimeters thick is that people need an incentive to take it with them. They shouldn't have a reason to leave it at home. They want it to be very thin. We wanted it to feel just like a book. What has more covers on it than books? Well, books only have one cover on them.
The dust jacket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe two.
Two covers. Don't judge a book by its two covers.
The spine feels like a book. You'll hold it like a book. Uh-oh, maybe we are going to have a Barnes & Noble announcement. They're using the word book a lot.
Okay, this is an interesting quote. I love my wife, but touch cover is very important to me. That's a quote from the presentation. I'm not sure who said it.
I think it's Panache. He's the designer.
Still Panache, yeah.
That's
There's an accelerometer built into the touch cover. That's interesting.
Now, what is that for? Oh, the OS knows when it's folded around the back. Interesting. Mm. And turns it off. So it's trying to save you battery life. That's nifty.
Mm. No, because it uses Bluetooth, it's not using any direct connection. You want it to save battery when it's not being used as a keyboard. And the ARM version has a smaller battery than the Intel version. So this is going to be... I mean, it's going to make a difference.
It would need a smaller battery, and that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Right, presumably. And presumably, the ARM version can't support USB 3.0. I mean, otherwise, they would have had that on there. So the Intel version definitely has USB 3. The other one has USB 2 still, which is a little bit disappointing. But then again, you know, are you going to be using high-speed external storage on something like this? Maybe not. It's an odd change as you go from the RT to the Pro.
Also, micro SD slot for the XT and a micro SDXC slot for the Pro. So they're definitely differentiating these on more than just the operating system. You get more sophisticated hardware if you go for the Pro.
So I wonder if this goes to Tim's point that this thing could be priced at $399, the ARM version, because if Microsoft went with micro SD, not SDXC, and they went with USB 2.0 instead of 3.0, they can cut costs, and this tablet could be significantly cheaper than the Pro version.
I hope so. That's really the big question. I mean, the hardware looks fantastic. Obviously, we need to touch it to be sure. But pricing is huge in this market. We've seen just how successful the Kindle Fire can be with subpar hardware, subpar displays, and subpar software, honestly. But yet it's selling very, very successfully, all because it's much, much cheaper than the competition. And we've seen plenty of really solid Android tablets fail miserably because they were priced too high compared to the iPad. So this needs to be, as far as I'm concerned, the Pro needs to be priced with the iPad, the new iPad, and the RT needs to be priced probably parity with the iPad 2 or cheaper in order to be competitive.
Now, Microsoft's shown off, they've had other videos where they show how important hardware is for the touch interface. And they were showing it, showing Windows 8 running on last generation hardware and how if it wasn't, you know, edge-to-edge glass, you'd have issues with this. This is definitely something that Microsoft thought was important because they showed the demos before. And to have this tablet on their own, to control the message this way, this is part of their Windows 8 blitz when this thing finally comes out. In October is the rumored date. Mm-hmm. This could be a pretty hot product.
The keyboard measures touch faster than any keyboard you can use today. I have to. They're making a big deal out of this touch cover, and I want to get my hands on it and try it. But I do like the idea of a cover that's useful. It's got an accelerometer. It knows when to turn itself off and on. It's a keyboard. I'm a little worried about the battery life. I'm a little skeptical that I can type on this keyboard as fast as I can type on a regular keyboard. But if it lives up to the promise, that would be amazing. That's exactly the kind of cover I would want for a tablet.
Just thinking about they said touch typing is possible on this device, which means that theoretically it's going to reject all the inputs when you have your hands on the home key or your fingers mm-hmm. on the home key, because you don't want to have to be doing two finger typing necessarily on a device like this. It looks like it's a sort of laptop at times, so I'm curious to see how that's going to work out.
Surface for Windows RT coming in 32 and 64 gig models, priced like comparable tablets based on ARM.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
That is weak.
This is Steve Sinofsky, by the way.
A corporate cop-out. We better get more than that. Priced on par with Ultrabook class PCs. Ooh, that's that means we're talking four figures here. $999 and up, perhaps. Wow, that's...
Well, Intel was trying to push those down to, $699, so hopefully he means that. Number.
Maybe $899, $697,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see the Pro significantly more expensive than the RT, just because of the hardware differences and the fact that you have full Windows 8 in there.
And the Pro doesn't come until 3 months after launch of Windows 8, so it might not be until early next year that we see the Pro. It's curious that they would not have the two launch at the same time. I presume they would like to have the two launch at the same time. But that's unfortunate that people who might want the Pro are now going to have to make that decision. Do I buy the RT now and just kind of live with it? Or do I wait another couple of months and get the Pro? I know I'm not a very patient person, so if I were looking to buy the Pro, that might swing my decision back to the RT again.
But Tim, when do you expect by Windows 8 release time that like a bunch of hardware partners like Lenovo will have a tablet based on x86? Maybe they just don't want to. Maybe this is their compromise. They don't want to compete with those x86 builders.
It's entirely possible. We've certainly seen quite a few already. In fact, Lenovo has a great convertible tablet called the Yoga, which is kind of like it's got a keyboard attached that flips around to the back. It's a very interesting design, and that's something that we're hoping to see at the launch of Windows 8 as well. I think we're going to see dozens and dozens of different tablets and ultrabooks and the things that kind of slot in between the two before the end of the year. So maybe this is a bit of an olive branch to those manufacturers that Ballmer has been stabbing for the past 30 minutes up on stage there.
This is intriguing. I'm very intrigued with this because one of the things what Microsoft said with Smart Glass. Well, now you got me saying it. Smart Glass is that it works with devices you already have, and now they're gonna say, yeah, you can use our device too. It'll work fine.
Steve Ballmer back up on stage. I think that means we're going to be wrapping this up. He says because of Windows 8, the Surface is a PC. The Surface is a tablet. So no post PC era talk from Steve Ballmer. If you're just tuning in. Microsoft announced two tablets that they are making. They have designed the Surface RT will have an ARM processor made by NVIDIA inside and run Windows RT operating system and come out at the same time that Windows 8 is released. The Surface Pro will have Windows 8 Pro and Intel Ivy Bridge Core i5 processor inside and come 3 months after the launch of Windows 8.
Somebody's joking about what are the coffee tables called now that they've move the Surface name. I mean, the Surface brand, it wasn't really used for consumer products, But I'm just curious, would they bother with a giant tablet? I mean, that was there was that story where Steve Ballmer has, what, an 82-inch device, a giant Surface device. It's I guess maybe that's what they called it that.
Yep.
It's just basically the new name for Windows tablet.
And that's it for the announcement. If you go to Microsoft.com/Surface, you can get a look at some videos and a gallery and some more details about it. They put this up during the announcement. But those are the basic specs. 9.3 millimeters for the RT, USB 2, 1.5 pounds. The Pro is a little thicker, a little more, a little heavier, but it has that Intel processor inside. Both have HD displays. The RT has just an HD display, so we're guessing that means 720. They call the Pro a full HD display, which would assume presumably be 1080p. There's a stylus and it or a pen, and it magnetizes to the outside. Also comes with SD card slot, display port, and, of course, that cover, which they made a big deal about, that has a keyboard on it. It's sort of a chiclet touch cover in one version, and then more of a traditional keyboard-like feel in the other version, and they both use Bluetooth. Tim Stevens, thank you so much for sticking around. Last thoughts on the Microsoft Surface tablets before we let you go.
I think the announcement is fantastic. It definitely lived up to my expectations. It wasn't exactly what we were expecting, but we thought tablet, and sure enough, it's a great-looking tablet, two great-looking tablets, to be clear. The pricing is yet to be determined. Comparable with competing devices doesn't really help us very much, but we can expect that the Pro is going to be very expensive. So that's a little bit unfortunate. But ultimately, the hardware looks fantastic. It's an interesting step for Microsoft. We're very eager to see how the various partners of Windows 8 respond.
Really interesting. Ayaz Akhtar, last thoughts before we let you go?
Absolutely bold move for Microsoft to potentially tick off all their hardware partners that have existed for so long when their bread and butter selling software. But this shows how important Windows 8 is to them. They think that, look, we need to have a tablet that has a perfect experience. We need to do it for once. And I think it's a totally different technique than they've been using before. And they've worked for the Xbox. Maybe it'll work for Windows 8 because Windows 8 is their future.
Thanks to Slingbox for helping us to bring you this live breaking news coverage whenever we have live coverage of the world's most important tech news as it happens on Twit, brought to you by Slingbox. Thanks again to Tim Stevens and Gadget.com. Check it out to find continuing coverage as soon as they get their hands on a review unit. I'm sure you guys will have a review up there. And thank you all for watching or listening. That's it for this breaking news coverage of the Microsoft Surface tablet announcement. We'll see you next time.